I said I was for the bill from the beginning. I urged the legislature to pass it in my state of the state. Once the session ended, people asked me, are you going to sign it? Yes. Are you going to sign it? Yes.
Senate Bill 7030 is voluntary and expands the Guardian program to allow qualified, non-teaching school employees to arm themselves. Most of the recommendations from the special commission set up after the Parkland shooting take effect immediately, while expansion of Guardian kicks off October 1st.
You had experts from around the state. They looked at school security very seriously. They identified problems. They proposed solutions. The characterization of it as an armed teacher bill is, quite frankly, spin. This is something that if a school district wants, then they're allowed to. Nobody's forcing them to do anything.
Democrats spent hours arguing against the bill, saying it could lead to accidental shootings or that a teacher could panic and fire during a confrontation with students.
Here's the thing. You have somebody that really wants to do harm. If they think they're going to meet resistance, they're much less likely to choose a school. I don't want people to think that somehow it's a soft target. I want people to think I'm not messing with the schools in Florida because I know I'm going to face some serious pushback if I do.
Broward County, where the shooting took place, has rejected the Guardian program. So has the Santa Rosa County School District, where only deputies serve as school resource officers. Superintendent Tim Rosdick.
Student safety is the one thing that I go to sleep at night and wake up in the morning thinking about. We put into place mechanisms that protect students and employees with a great deal of detail. We aren't involved with the Guardian program as per se, but we do understand the need for it in some places.
But Rosdick does concede that Guardian does have some amenities.
If needed down the road, we will begin to explore those. But at present, we will stay very firm with the relationship that we have with the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office and their ability to supply for us appropriate, well-trained school resource officers. We see that as the best advantage for us right now.
Classes in the Santa Rosa District are winding up for another school year, but Rosdick says campus safety is a concern year-round.
We do this on a daily basis, even several times a day when incidences take place. So there's a constant review of the opportunities to secure our schools and communicate with law enforcement agencies about doing so.
The law makes several provisions by which a school district can put armed security on a campus.
Escambia County Superintendent Malcolm Thomas says school security can take three forms: campus resource officers, who are sworn law enforcement personnel, a district's own police force, or campus security officers who are trained civilians.
We're electing to use a hybrid of sworn law enforcement officers and campus safety officers. Each district is able to make its own decision in terms of arming teachers. We have decided that we would not do that. We don't want to put one more thing on the plate of our teachers who are already overloaded.
The Escambia County School District is now hiring CSOs for elementary schools beginning in August. Applications must be made through the district. Training will be provided by the Sheriff's Office. An extensive background check begins the process.
They will undergo a psychological evaluation and they'll undergo a polygraph. It's about 4 weeks of training, about 150 hours, quite a bit of time on a firing range. If you make it through all of the training, the sheriff certifies you, and at that point, then we can hire them.
The first class is expected to begin next month. The trainees will be paid during the course, and those selected will have a starting salary at $30,600 plus benefits for a 10-month position. Thomas is hoping the program will attract retired law enforcement and or retired military.
Certainly those people have been exposed to weaponry. They know how to be calm under fire, so to speak, and typically they'll be mature individuals. But we'll look hard at everyone who applies. We've had quite a number of people respond to the advertisement. They can see the job description at our website.
The Guardian program covers more than just guns. It also seeks to improve data collection on incidents at schools which could pose a threat, expand mental health services at schools, and enhance information sharing between schools about new students with behavior issues. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.